For WNCW's More to the Story, I'm Paul Foster. This week joining me, and she's been with us before, is the opinions editor and columnist for the Asheville Citizen-Times, Casey Blake. Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Great to talk with you.
Casey, let's begin by talking about Bill Murdoch. It also involves UNC Asheville. So Murdoch is CEO of Eblen Charities, a large charity group there in Asheville. Recap his story and how UNCA is a part of it.
Yeah, this is a complex one. Bill Murdoch, as you said, is the chief executive of Eblen Charities, which I would say is one of, if not the most, you know, kind of prominent and far-reaching charities in Western North Carolina, helping folks with everything from heating assistance to toy drives. I mean, just really huge nonprofit. Bill Murdoch pled guilty, it came to light recently in 1988, to a misdemeanor sexual offense that came to light, he says, via a disgruntled employee after he was given an honorary degree from UNC Asheville. So that is how they came into play. A lot of our coverage has surrounded UNCA's role in all this, and primarily that they called what we believe and what experts believe to be an illegal closed meeting or an emergency meeting that didn't really comply with public record laws.
Yeah, I had noticed that really over the past 24 hours, you guys had actually released a story with the headline reading, Attorney, UNCA meeting on Murdoch was illegal. And all of this goes back to a case against Murdoch in the late 1980s. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So he was originally charged actually with a felony, which is how most folks are probably more familiar with this case, or with this charge rather, of indecent liberties with a child. We put out in our reporting essentially all that we could responsibly put out on the direct nature of the incident based on North Carolina law, any sort of documentation or case files that would explain exactly, you know, the nature of the incident that he pled guilty to have been destroyed. So we don't have access to those. We only really have secondhand or third-hand accounts of that. So a lot of our reporting centered on what Bill Murdoch himself shared with his account of it. And of course, he completely denies that anything inappropriate ever happened. Our understanding is that the victim still stands very much behind their stories.
To go into a little bit more about the story at the time, Murdoch was a teacher, and this involved a student. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. It was his own student at the time when he was a teacher with Buncombe County Schools. He was close with the family, even, you know, living with them at the time.
Was the Citizen Times able to go back and find out the name of the victim? Did you try to reach out to that individual?
We have reached out to the victim, to several members of the victim's family directly, and have been told politely but clearly that they were not interested in speaking at this time, which is, of course, completely their prerogative and completely understandable. Of course, our hope is always that we're able to tell both sides of a story like this more completely, but that's where they're at this time, and we completely understand that, of course.
And what about on the side of the group Eblen Charities? What have they had to say?
Yeah, so, I mean, Bill Murdoch himself says, and we've certainly heard this from the board, that this was certainly not something that he advertised, but also not a well-kept secret. He's had conversations with folks about this with an open door. Both folks on the UNCA board and on the Eblen board say that they fully stand behind him and that many of them actually were aware of this charge and the circumstances around it at the time. So generally, you know, institutionally seeing pretty wide support. And I should say, you know, that Murdoch's account, and this is backed up by UNC, is that he gave his honorary degree back himself, that this was not, you know, rescinded from UNCA as initiated by them.
You're listening to WNCW's More to the Story for this week. It's our pleasure to have back on the program Casey Blake with the Asheville Citizen-Times. Casey, let's go in a little bit of another direction for our remaining time. Tell us about an Asheville woman who is suing conservative activist James O'Keefe. And for those who may not be aware, tell us a little bit about Mr. O'Keefe.
Yeah, so gosh, this is something of a strange one. Folks might remember this video of Shirley Teeter that went sort of viral at a rally in 2016, a Donald Trump campaign rally at the U.S. Cellular Center. The federal libel lawsuit we're talking about here is against James O'Keefe, who's a conservative activist with an organization called Project Veritas. He would describe the types of videos and reporting tactics that he uses as guerrilla journalism. I think a lot of trained journalism journalists would take issue with that description. But essentially, he does a lot of video advocacy and sort of gotcha style journalism, he would call it. And Shirley Teeter was a subject of one of those.
Now, isn't it right that one of the things that Mrs. Teeter has said is that she feels like that video of her may have been edited, that it misrepresents her and what she truly is?
Yes. She was, I believe, painted as being threatening. She, at the time, was on oxygen for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. She claims that Project Veritas edited the video to deceive viewers into believing that she was, I suppose, more threatening than she was. So the libel is in sort of the depiction of her at the time. And you know, it sounds pretty serious. I mean, she claims to have received threats and feared for her and her family's safety after threatening messages were sent to her following the publishing of the videos.
And didn't O'Keefe or his attorneys respond by saying that they're not the ones that should be sued? It was actually someone else or another group that misrepresented to Teeter.
Yes, that seems to be the defense they're putting forth. And, you know, I mean, libel cases can be really, really challenging to prove. This thing will likely be an uphill battle for Teeter, because especially in the age of the internet, where it's really difficult to nail down, as you said, you know, exactly who originated this type of content, it's going to be a tough case to prove, and I think will be ultimately interesting who, if anyone, is able to be held accountable here.
You guys, I know, put in some long hours and always stay on top of so much. Remind listeners out there how they can get a hold of the latest edition and stay in touch with you guys.
Yeah, thanks for that, Paul. The best and most up-to-date way to find what we're working on is at citizentimes.com. We have always got all of our content up there first. Of course, you can pick up a copy of the daily paper at newsstands anywhere, but citizentimes.com on Facebook and Twitter are the quickest ways to find what we've got going.
Opinions editor and columnist of the Asheville Citizen Times, Casey Blake, hope you have a real good day. Thank you for being with us.
You too, Paul. Thanks so much.
In a follow-up since this story first aired, Bill Murdoch resigned and is no longer with Evelyn Charities. He also decided to depart the board at UNCA, the University of North Carolina, Asheville.